Okay, thank you very much, everyone, for joining this afternoon. I apologize for the change in time. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simin Shin Hei, Se'ifim Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis. This is page Tzadi Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of animals on Shabbos. So halacha Chaf, Mutar Lomar Le'Eino Yehudi Lachlov Be'am Tov B'Shabbos Mishum Tzar Ba'alei Chayim. It's apparently very painful for animals, for any mammal, I guess, that has milk that it's unable to expel. So you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to milk your animal on Shabbos, because otherwise it's going to be a major tzar bali chayim for the animal. Shachalav mitzara, because the milk causes it some anguish, some pain. Vachalav asur bavayom. However, you're not allowed to use that milk on that Shabbos. V'yesham shetzorach l'knosa min inu yudi b'davar muat, shlo yenir k'chalav l'tzorach Yisrael. And some say that not only can you not use it on Shabbos, even after Shabbos, if you want to use that milk, you have to purchase that milk from the Eino Yehudi. You have to pay a little bit of money, so that it shouldn't look like he was milking that cow for the sake of the Jew. It had to be that he was doing it for himself, and you're therefore purchasing the milk from him afterwards. So this is, I think, what they do in farms in Israel. When they have cows, the cows need to be milked, and it's tzar b'alei chayim not to milk them. So you have Arab workers that milk the cow. What do you do with that milk after the Arab workers milk the cow? So that's these 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Can you just use it after Shabbos, or do you have to purchase it from the Arab workers? Siv katan ayin alf mutar lomar v'hu adin demutar mishum tzar b'alei chayim lomar lo'ovi gilulim lahamrus ha'avosel shurugulu kevar b'hamra v'ein yucholun shuv le'echol bi'atzman. Just like you're allowed to have a non-Jew milk your cows for you, you can also have a non-Jew stuff food down the throat of the geese that can only eat that way. There's a certain thing that they do with geese to fatten them up, where they feed them by stuffing food down their throat, and it makes for a very good delicacy when they shech them. It's terrible tzar b'alei chayim to do it, but anyway. But if that's the only way the geese are going to eat, you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to do it for you. But you can only do it once a day, because it's no longer tzar b'alei chayim. As long as the goose isn't fasting, then it's not going to be tzar b'alei chayim. It sounds that even if you don't have a non-Jew available, then you're allowed to do it yourself. Even Yisrael is allowed to do it. And even though we're going to see in Simen Shin Chaf Dalid that there's an Isser Midrabanan to stuff the geese with food on Shabbos, but over here they don't have the ability to eat on their own, so therefore it's going to be mutter with because of Tzar Belechayim. But better than having an adult do it is to have a child do it. Once we're on the topic of milking cows on Shabbos, so the Rambam tells us as follows. If a person milks a cow into a kli, or for that matter, milks a human into a kli, meaning if a woman pumps her milk into a kli and saves the milk, chayiv, that is a malacha deoraisa. A lot of women don't realize that it's a malacha d'oraisa told of dash. A lot of times when women ask a shayla about pumping on Shabbos, they're very concerned about the electric pump, about how to get the electricity on, which is an issue, but the far smaller issue than the real issue, which is it's a malacha d'oraisa to pump on Shabbos. Even with a manual pump, it's a malacha d'oraisa. So if you're just saving the milk, putting it into a kli, that's a malacha d'oraisa. If a baby needs it because he's going to die without it, or it's a suffix pikuach, so just like you're allowed to drive in a car to bring a baby to a hospital, you're allowed to pump milk if the baby needs it. But otherwise, it's a malacha d'oraisa. L'toch ochel pater, to milk a cow where the milk goes directly into food, that's pater. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, mikol makom isur yesh to call pater de Shabbos pater av lasser. It's still going to be aser, because every time we say pater in Shabbos, it means pater av lasser midrabanan. V'achalav aser afilu cholid l'toch ochel. The milk is going to be aser even if you milk into a food. Because the milk itself is mukta, so the behema is not royal achila, and therefore the milk that comes out from the behema is considered mukta, so it's going to be usher to drink that milk on Shabbos. Now, what the Mishnah Berurah leaves out over here is that if you milk in a way that it's holich li'ibud, that it goes to be destroyed as soon as it comes out, you milk into the cow into dish soap or something like that, where all the milk goes straight into dish soap, so then it's not a melacha at all, then it's going to be mutter. Certainly mishum tzar belichayim. Sifkat 9 beis va'chalav aser mishum mashkin shazavu mipares omdun l'schita. The reason the milk is aser, it's on account of mashkin shazavu. Just like if you have grapes or olives that some juices seep out of it, that the kaimelot mishum chav sival da'asurin, that those juices are aser. Va'anami lahadamia. So this milk is compared to that. V'yesham shetzarich, and there are those that say that you need to actually pay for the milk after Shabbos. Sviruluhu, this opinion holds, the Amira Lachlov Lohutar Klal, that to do Amir Lenachri, to have them milk a cow for you, is not mutter at all. Unless the non-Jew is doing it for their own purposes, and you're just going to pay for it after Shabbos. The Olam is noeg like the first opinion. That for the sake of Tzar Bali Chayim, you're allowed to tell an Einu Yehudi to milk the cow for you. Whether it's a random guy that you picked up in the shuk, or whether it's someone that works for you all the time, that is one of your employees, and you don't have to make a macha, you don't have to stop them. But you know what would be even better, says the Mishmura, if the Einu Yehudi would milk the cow, and the food and the milk goes right into Ochel. Because when the milk goes into Ochel, it's only Nisid Rabbanan. Amir Lenachri itself is only Nisid Rabbanan. So if you could combine the two, then you'll have what's called the Shvus to Shvus, and that's going to be much better. That's going to be mutter. In the Dirshu, he points out that if you don't have a nachri available, Chaznish writes, then you can be cholev into a kli ma'us, or directly onto the ground, into a disgusting kli, or directly onto the ground, because then it's not going to be a malacha at all. Sif chaf aleph. If you have a shivcha that makes cheese out of your milk on her own without being told to do so, that's fine because you didn't tell her to do it. So it's not Amir Lenachri, even though cheese making is generally usher for a Jew to do, but the non-Jew decided on their own to do it. Says the Mishmur Sivkat Nayin Dalit, Mutter Kivin V'chulei, Hainu Demistama Adaita Denav Shakavda. We assume she was doing this on her own volition. Vayin Bachronim Shesigwalze, but says the Mishabura, I know what the Shulchan Aruch says, and I know the Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter, but the Achronim all disagree. What does he say in the Sharetzi, in Samach Zayin, the Magen Avraham, Tosef HaShabbos, Shara Achronim? They all disagree. Why? The Kimon Shana tells HaChol of Shal Yisrael V'Roi Yisrael V'Shosek, she's taking the Jew's milk to make this cheese. The Jew is there, he's watching it, he's not saying anything. Mistam Adayta D'Yisrael Ka'avda, you have to assume that that's with the Jew's approval. She Yodah Shenichalei B'Zeh, that she knows that he's okay with it. V'afilu Ma'isos Zeh Achar Kach B'Beiseinu Yehudi, Mukhiyav Limchos B'Yodah. And even if she would do this afterwards in her own house, the Jew would still have to stop her. But certainly if she's doing it in the Jewish person's house, she's making cheese with your milk in your house, you got to stop her. Biragra also doesn't like this halach in Shulchan Aruch. He has a kash on it for a different reason. I and therefore the Eliyahu Rabbi and the Prima Gadim, they walk back the Shulchan Aruch's psak a little. They say, can't be that the Shulchan Aruch is just going to always allow this. It must be that even the Shulchan Aruch, who's matir, it's only b'derech mikre. Shemuter achar HaShabbos lehonos mehem. Avalim hios hakein tamid muchuyav limcho. So what does it mean, derech mikre? That if she did it, you can get hanoa from it after Shabbos. But if you see her doing it, and she's doing it constantly, then you need to stop it. You need to tell her that she's not allowed to make cheese with your milk on Shabbos. Moving on to Si'if Chaf Beis. Nar Einu Yehudi. Let's say you have a child that works for you who's not Jewish. So he brings your animals to the water to get to a drink, and he rides on the back of one of your animals. You don't have to prevent him from doing that. Meaning, even though you have an Isser of Shvisas Behema, you have to make a mitzvah of Shvisas Behema. There's an Isser to have your animal do any malacha on Shabbos. The fact that the animal is carrying the kid on his back is not a problem. You don't have to prevent that. Why? Shachai no seyas atzmo. Very important klal in halachos of carrying, that when you're carrying a living person, we assume you're not really carrying. The person is carrying themselves. So the behemah is not really doing a malacha of carrying. But you have to make sure that the animal is not carrying anything else, that it's not carrying begadim or anything else, because if it is, then it's a violation of shvisas behemah. Says the Mishmura Sif Katan Ayin Hei, Shachai, we said because the reason that it's not a problem for the animal to carry the kid, the non-Jewish kid, is because the Chai Noseas Hatzmo, Ratzolomar, Dein Chal al Zeh Shei Masa, Shei Atzorach Lamanum, Nei Shvisas Behemto, that the child is not considered a Masa on the Behema, which you would need to prevent on account of Shvisas Behema. V'yavte, Mai Damrin, V'chai Noseas Hatzmo, Hayin Rak Midar Raisa, Av Midraban Anasir, and even though when we say a Chai Noseas Hatzmo, that only means that it saves you from an Isra Dar Raisa, but normally it's an Isra Drabanan even to carry a living thing, right? Meaning that if you want to carry a baby in an area that doesn't have an Eruv, it's not Mutter, it's Aser Midrabanan, it's not Aser Midaraisa to carry a child when there's no Eruv, but it's Aser, so how come you could allow your behema to carry the child, the non-Jewish child? Kain Aser L'Adam Lisa Tinok B'Shabbos, that's why you're not allowed to carry a baby on Shabbos, but Lo Gozru Shvuzeh B'Behema, they weren't Gozer, that Shvuz on a behema, meaning for you to carry something is a Melacha D'Araisa. So when you're carrying a baby, we're going to make it Aser Midrabanan, but for behema to carry something, that's not a malacha, that's shvisas behema. So we don't extend that to carrying a living thing as well. That's not considered to be a violation of shvisas behema. Aleha begadav, the animal shouldn't have any begadim on it. Aval buukaf lekakpeidu debatal legabei arochev, but the saddle is not a problem because the saddle is batal to the rider. Velo shum davar, and it shouldn't have anything else on its back either. V'imnishar is a davar aleha me erev Shabbos v'irotz me'atzmal latzeitz l'chutz. If the animal happens to have something on its back that was already there from erev Shabbos and now the animal needs to go out, but aleha tzorik lemanos latzeitz me'mitzvah shvisas behema, the bailum of the animal has to prevent that, has to stop it because it's a violation of Shrisas Behema. But if the animal doesn't have anything on its back, it's not carrying anything, and it just wants to wander outside of the tchum, you don't have to prevent it from doing so. You're just not allowed to bring it outside of the tchum, but you're allowed to allow it to go outside of the tchum. So to review what we learned today, first we learned that since it's painful for an animal not to be milked, you can ask a non-Jew to milk your cow on Shabbos, but there's a machlokas whether you can then have that milk without paying for it after Shabbos. We mentioned you have similar halachas, so you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to stuff your geese, to feed your geese if they won't eat otherwise, because of the same logic of Tzar Balei Chaim. Then we said that there's a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch versus all the later Achronim, whether you can allow your Shivcha to make cheese for herself using your milk. And some of the Achronim say even the Shulchan Aruch that was Matir would only be Matir Derech Mikre, but not in a Kviyas kind of way. And finally, the final thing we said is that you can allow a non-Jewish kid to ride your animal in order to bring it to water. But because of Shvisas Behema, you have to make sure that it's not carrying anything else on its back. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I'm not sure exactly what time yet, so stay tuned to the WhatsApp for the exact time. We will finish up with Si'if Chav Gimel, and then we'll move on to Simin Shin Vav, which is about what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, that there are restrictions around what you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful day.